Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and great dreams become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning.
Stand for respect 17, Telly Arrogance. Very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Of my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nicole Galinas is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's a fellow with the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor to City Journal, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. Nicole, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Brexit issue, folks. Britain's possible exit from the EU. They're voting Thursday, aren't they, Nicole?
Yes. And the problem with the currency, really, as you said, that Britain is not in the currency. But back in 1992, everyone said Britain has to join the currency. They'll get these wonderful benefits from being part of the common currency, and they have been pretty happy that they didn't, because they've been able to use their own flexibility after the recession. And so when all of these economists say, oh, exiting Brexit would be a disaster, people are skeptical because the economists were wrong about joining the currency, or at least it seems like they were wrong now. But the other big issue, and really the bigger issue at the moment, is the immigration and migration issue, because the EU has a common immigration zone. If you enter part of the EU, you theoretically should be able to enter any country in the EU without having your passport checked again. And Britain really has been not a part of that either. Over, you know, this is a much more serious thing than not being in the currency. That they, when you come from Paris into London, there continues to be a border. They continue to check your passport. Yeah. They check your passport in Paris, and so you can't, if you don't pass, you can't go on to British soil. They are very serious about not really being, you know, part of, but partly out of this Schengen zone. And there, first of all, there's the legal migration issue, that this year Britain will get 330,000 migrants coming in, mostly from the rest of the EU. And the migration that Britain has seen from the EU, many people from Eastern Europe coming over to work and so forth, It has caused anxiety because these are
just building blocks, aren't they? The currency issues, the central bank issues, some of the regulatory things that Brussels is trying to impose on England that the English don't like, the immigration thing. These are all building blocks that's created this furor, hasn't it?
Well, the issue with the immigration is the working class of Britain, that issues similar to what's been going on in the U.S. and the rest of the West.
Right.
Jobs have gone to cheaper labor places in Asia. Jobs have been automated. The coal industry is losing another 25,000 jobs this year with some of the very last mines closing. The steel industry is losing its last jobs. You know, this Indian company bought what was left of the steel industry and is now closing down these.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But
what do you think is going to happen?
I wouldn't hazard a guess, but the reason people are anxious is because they see that they're losing their jobs. There has been little interest on the part of the elite, that it's been the same conversation as here, that, well, people just need to get a better education, or they need to stop being so lazy, or they...
Right. But that's coming from across the way, and that's what the English don't like. They don't like other people telling them what to do. If this thing goes the other way, I want to talk about the implications a little bit. We'll get started on this time and maybe get into it again in the next segment. But the implications, if this thing goes the other way, if they vote to exit the EU. This is a major event, right? I mean, this is a global event if this happens, isn't it?
Well, it shows that the working class is rising up against the elites, that they have not been able to send these messages through responsible channels.
Right.
You know, whether, and it's not so much the elite of Brussels, it's the elite of London, that whether it was mm-hmm. Tony Blair, Labour Prime Minister through the 90s and 2000s, or it's David Cameron today, it doesn't matter if you vote for a Labour person or a Tory person.
Just is this similar to the five-star revolutions that are going on in other countries? Do you compare this to that?
It's more similar to what's happening with Trump, that people
okay.
say...
But those are five-star type things, too. I mean where the people are rising up to change the rules.
Well, the working class has been frustrated, anxious. They don't see migration from the.
When you say working class, that sounds like a communist term. You mean middle class too, don't you? I mean, isn't that a better term to use here in America?
Well,
middle class.
People who worked at a manual job, labor for a living, or they once expected their children to work
yeah.
at a manual
yeah,
job.
Yeah, we call labor. That middle class here in the United States. When we come back, give us the website, by the way, Nicole.
Sure, we're at city-journal.org.
All right, so check that out. The book, folks, is outstanding. After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. You know, that's a topic that's been on my mouth and my show and my writings for a long time now. But she says it better, by the way, Nicole does. When we come back, I'm gonna make Nicole talk to us about the implications if this thing goes against, if they vote to exit the EU. What are the implications? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.